think it would be good to share this story with all of you. We talked a little bit about it on Wednesday night. In 2015, Joe and I went to the Kentucky Derby, and we were sharing the gospel, and of course it was a rowdy crowd, and we always wonder, do people hear this message? Sometimes you plant seed and you wonder, who's listening? Well, this past Kentucky Derby, 2016, there was a young man who came to us, and he was in his dress blue uniform in the Marines, and he said he got saved the past year. So you never know the seeds that you plant and how God uses it. And my encouragement to all of us is don't be weary in well-doing and planting seed, because you never know what God's going to do. This morning, we're going to continue in the book of Judges for our confession of sin. And if you have your Bibles, turn to Judges chapter 16. And this story this morning that we've been talking about, how sin can dwell in our lives, and if we don't get rid of it, what will happen if we allow it to continue in our lives, is no better illustrated in the life of Samson. We've been looking specifically how sin wants to control our lives, and it will control our lives if we allow it to. In Judges chapter 16 and verse 4, it says, "And this after this it came about that he loved the woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah." Those are some heavy words. This is a culmination, this verse, of a man that has been living a life of promiscuity. And by the way, I don't know too many ladies who named their daughters Delilah. There's a reason for that. Samson was a man who played fast and loose with morality all of his life. And now it was finally going to catch up with him. This was not his first fling with a life of fornication. R.G. Lee was the man who said, "God does not settle all of his accounts in October at the time of harvest. Sometimes he waits to the cold of winter. But payday someday is an eternal principle that will not be denied in God's judicial book." Delilah was promised approximately $550,000. You say, "Caleb, how did you come up with that number?" Well, I went back and looked at the amount of shekels that these lords were willing to give to Delilah. And according to 1 Samuel 5, verse 18, there were five lords in the Philistines' government. And they were each willing to give her $110,000 worth of silver by today's standards. So this was a lot of money they offered Delilah to do this. And the deception that went on between Delilah and Samson is a perfect example of a man who thinks sin is nothing more than a game that can be played without severe consequences coming our way. Let's read Judges 16, verses 15 through 21. Then she said to him, "How can you say I love you when your heart is not with me? You have deceived me these three times and have not told me where your great strength is." Notice the manipulative games that are going on here. "And it came about when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him that his soul was annoyed to death." And that's exactly what sin does in our lives if we do not ask God by the power of the Holy Spirit to rid it out of our lives. "And so he told her all that was in his heart. And he said to her, 'A razor has never came in my head, for I have been a Nazarite to God from my mother's womb. If I am shaved, then my strength will leave me, and I shall become as weak like any other man.' When Delilah saw that he had told her all that was in his heart, she sent and called the lords of the Philistines, saying, 'Come up once more, for he has told me all that is in his heart.' And the lords of the Philistines came up to her and brought the money in their hands. And she made him sleep on her knees and called for a man and had him shave off the seven locks of his hair. Then she began to afflict him, and his strength left him. And she said, 'The Philistines are upon you, Samson.' And he woke from his sleep and said, 'I will go out as other times and shake myself free.' But he did not know that the Lord had departed from him." Don't ask me to theologically answer all of this from an eternal security perspective. I'm just reading the verse this morning. "Then the Philistines seized him and gouged out his eyes, and they brought him down to Gaza and brought him with bronze chains. And he was a grinder in the prison. What a sad story this is. A man that was called of God to be used of God to do great exploits for the kingdom of God. But the story does not end here, because it would be a very sad story indeed. Samson's main purpose in life was he was called by God to inflict punishment on the oppressors of Israel, which were the Philistines' people. Let's continue reading in Judges 16, 22 through 30. However, the hair of his head began to grow again after it was shaved off. Now the lords of the Philistines assembled to offer a great sacrifice to Dagon, their god, and to rejoice, for they said, "Our God has given Samson, our enemy, into our hands." And when the people saw him, they praised their god, for they said, "Our God has given our enemy into our hands, even the destroyer of our country, who has slain many of us." And so it happened when they were in high spirits that they said, "Call for Samson, that he may amuse us." So they called for Samson from the prison, and he entertained them. And they made him stand between the pillars, between the two pillars. Then Samson said to the boy who was holding his hand, "Let me feel the pillars on which the house rests, that I may lean against them." Now the house was full of men and women. And all the lords of Philistines were there. And about 3,000 men and women were on the roof looking on while Samson was amusing them. Then Samson called the Lord and said, "O Lord, please remember me and please strengthen me just this one last time, O God, that I may be avenged the Philistines for my two eyes." And Samson grasped the two middle pillars in which the house rested and braced himself against it, the one with his right and the other his left. And Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines." And he bent with all his might so that the house fell on the Lord's and all the people who were in it. So the dead whom he killed at his death were more than those whom he killed in his life. So what do we learn from the life of Samson? One of the things for sure that we learn is that God is the God of the second chance, and the third chance, and the fourth chance, if we're willing to come back. Samson's mentioned in the Hall of Faith in Hebrews chapter 11. You know what that tells me? Samson went to heaven. Samson's faith is what saved him. It was not his good works, obviously, because it can't save us. And so oftentimes we get confused thinking that, you know, it's our good deeds, it's our good works, and we know that cannot be true by looking at the life of Samson. It's absolutely impossible. By grace through faith have you been saved is truly an exemplary reality in the life of Samson. It is the faith that God gives us that saves us. But the story you must learn here is that God doesn't want us to live that life that Samson lived, a very difficult life. God will save his children, and he will bring them through difficult times if they don't listen and they don't learn the lesson the first time. God had to bring Samson through some very difficult times because of his strong will. But he was still a man of faith. And I thank God this morning for this story, because oftentimes we think that it's only good people that go to heaven. And I got news for you. There is no one good. There is none righteous. No, not one. It is only by the grace of God that any of us go to heaven. And thank God this morning for that grace and for that mercy that he forgives sins. Father, I thank you this morning for the good news. The good news of the gospel, that you forgive sinners, Lord. Father, I ask this morning, there is someone here that is struggling with an addiction like Samson, whether it be pornography, or Lord, whether it be alcohol or drugs or whatever it might be. It might be anger. It might be the attitude of judgmental spirit. I don't know. God, you know. Your Holy Spirit knows. I pray that you would give them the strength to repent, to turn. God, you would help them to understand you are the God who loves them and cares for them. And the blood of Jesus Christ truly cleanses from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord, for the story of Samson, for it's a reminder of your grace and your mercy. In your name we pray. Amen.